Yes, sirree, this is yet again another exciting, edge of your seat, nail biting episode of Son of a Pitch with your host, Michael Cuenca. I am Michael Cuenca, and let's get cracking. All right, so the other day I got hit with a pretty crazy question. Pretty good one, actually. So I just finished like 90 minutes, an entire hour and a half of training and pitch consulting for literally one of the world's top three accelerators, Techstars. Good friends of mine and really great people all around. But so I just finished the entire training session. Everyone's loving it. They're lapping it up. They're just hanging off of my every word. And I have no idea why, because I'm a fucking idiot. But anyways, so we're closing up, and one of the people that are in the Techstars alumni right now, this particular session, says, you know, thanks so much for your tips, Michael. Really, really enjoyed them. They're amazing. You are a god among men, a scholar among idiots. Now that last bit, I totally added in. They turn to me and they say, all right, now we've given you our pitches and you've given us feedback on them. Why don't we hear from you, Michael? What's your pitch? Why don't you pitch us MDK, which is the name of my company, or one of my companies? And so I sat there and I'm like, holy shnikes, I gotta come up with something. And literally within, caught me dead silent. In fact, one of them was like, this is the most quiet we've heard Michael in the last 90 minutes. We should be challenging him more often, you know? Maybe he could shut the fuck up for a second. Now, so basically, you know, I sit there and I gave what I like to call my origin story. And that's something I want to talk to you guys about today. Something really, really interesting about origin stories is that they are what set you apart from anyone else. In fact, a follow-up question to me giving my own pitch, which I'll get to in a second, was, why you? And aside from the fact that Techstars already paid for my time, so that there really is no need for me to pitch in myself yet again, the rationale as to why I am one of the better pitch consultants in this space is pretty straightforward and has a lot to do with my origin story and a lot to do with the concept behind origin stories. The fact that deep down, everyone, every company, every founder has their own unique story that they bring to the table, that they come to the company and add to it. Even if they were twins starting the same company, even if the Winklevi came in there, every one of those Winklevis has their own unique angle as to why they start their blockchain stuff. They may have a number of shared commonalities, but there's always one subtle tweak, some like little nuance, little something that makes everyone's approach to a problem, to a challenge, to an idea, to a company, to anything brilliantly unique and extremely theirs. And my answer to the gentleman at the end regarding why me, for instance, was, unlike other coaches out there, unlike other consultants and advisors and whatnot, I'm one of the few that approaches presenting yourself, your ideas, your visions, your ambitions, even negotiating in challenging situations from an angle that everyone, every concept, every idea, every angle is fresh, is unique. It doesn't fit into a model. It doesn't fit into 3 minutes. It doesn't fit into any sort of block that you can jam it into, because those who believe that people and ideas belong in frameworks and models and boxes are people that are inherently uncomfortable with change, inherently uncomfortable with new, and find it difficult to wrangle and wrestle and fight with brand new challenges and ideas they may not have expected, because if they fall outside of the box, well, guess what, boobala, you fucked. So this is why I come at this from a let's get to know you kind of perspective. Let's hear your story. Let's unravel and uncover what makes you, you, and how that fits with your idea. Now, origin stories are great ways to bring that to life, and I'm going to take you through mine in just a sec. So origin stories are by far one of my favorite kinds of stories to tell. It's also ones that I just go to when in doubt of what to say. It's a great story about what made me who I am, what makes the main character who they are. It highlights the trials and tribulations they've gone through. It's all about exploring the formative nature of the character we're talking about. In this case, it's usually the startup founder, executive, even you. And understanding what goes into an origin story can be as simple as filling out a framework. You start here, move there, this happens, that happens, and then poof, suddenly, there's my origin story. But there's something nuanced in great origin stories that makes them even better. When I was young, I used to collect comic books. And I would go to comic fairs. My uncle used to take me to these really great, huge comic fairs out in Montreal. I had everything. I had, you know, the first Iron Man. I had a couple of early Batmans, some Wonder Woman, some Iron Man series, and like a whole bunch of other really awesome stuff. Even the Death of Superman is even one of them that I had kicking around. That was a big thing for me, because the Death of Superman actually is itself in a way sort of like a reverse origin story. My favorite origin story also has to do with, by far, my favorite character. My favorite Marvel character. He's also a fellow Canadian. Has adamantium covered bones. And is pretty pretty snazzy when it comes to hairstyles. And death. His name goes by a little known name called Wolverinskis. That's the Russian version. The North American version has been shortened a little bit. Wolverine. Still a solid cat nonetheless. But for me, one of my favorite origin stories was actually a hardcover book called The Origin of Wolverine. It took you through all the paces, how old he was, all the trials he went through, all the challenges he faced, the people he loved, the things he loved, and how some of that was taken away in some massive pivotal moment, a really big changing, defining moment. And then how that altered the way he looked at the world, or how that accentuated everything he learned and experienced to that date and brought that to life in a way no one could have expected, that no one could have foreseen. And it's that the expected unexpected, if you look at it from hindsight, they say is 2020. If you look at it from years from now, you look back and say, oh, it's obvious that that moment would have set in motion all the thousands of different variables that I've come to experience in my life to that moment and bring them all together to make shit happen, to change the way I do things. And origin stories, at least for the Wolverine's sake, was about transforming a rich and troubled character into something, into a force for good, into a force that culminated everything he was about. In the same way, founders and startups and leaders and executives, everyone really can bring their own origin story to the table and use that to share why they're good for something, why they're good for a role, why they deserve a promotion, why they share in a vision to move forward with a company or an organization or a family or a crew or you name it, any sort of argumentation. The best origin stories are the ones that are so close to you, you almost don't even know they're there. Let me give you an example. When I do my trainings with startup founders and leaders, and if I feel like, hey, maybe this person could use an origin story in how they present their ideas and how they present themselves, I ask them a couple of simple questions. One of my favorite questions to ask them is actually, what did you study in university? And what they studied may not have been as important as why they studied it. So that was my follow-up question usually. Why did you study that? Was it because your parents wanted you to study it? Was it because something you were always interested in? Was it because you were just following a track towards an ambition, a goal that you had at the time? These nuanced motivations color how people get involved in an idea, in a process, in a journey towards self-discovery. Sometimes you're so young at that age, at undergrad and master's, that deciding on what you want to do for the rest of your life, what you want to study, what you want to spend your time studying, why you want to study in the first place, are some powerful motivators and can give really great cues into what makes a person them, what makes them awesome, what makes them interesting, what makes them tick. These can be really great insights into how triggers can bring together people's intrinsic motivations to do something for themselves, about themselves, with themselves, for the future. Even if it's a matter of, I've had some people say, you know, well, my parents wanted me to be a lawyer, so I went and studied law, but then I gave up and moved to Bali, and now I'm a blogger. I'm the only one in Bali with a Starbucks mug and a blogging career. Oh my God. No, I think what's really interesting is once you're at that formative stage, once you're in that formative years, deciding what you want to do with your life is as pivotal as coming up with an origin story. Typically, an origin story follows a fairly predictable framework. It's here I was doing whatever it is I was doing, status quo kind of styles. Just trucking along. Doop, doo, 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 doo. I'm doing my thing, day in, day out. Whoa, time to make the donuts. Doo, 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 doo. That kind of stuff. And then something massive happens. Something pivotal, significant, huge. Some people's origin stories come out of drama, battle, war. You name it. Even traumatic experiences, situations, an accident, an attack, who knows? Something that shakes them to their core so significantly that they decide, shit, I gotta do something about this. And now I'm gonna dedicate the rest of my life to doing something about it once I check if that's something worthwhile to do. And so that whole process, carrying on, status quo styles, followed by massive, pivotal, trigger, transitional moment into a sort of denouement, an unraveling of who you really are, what you're really about. A trigger that leads you to dedicating your life into a passion, a calling that's bigger than you, but also very much a part of you. That's the beauty of origin stories. That's what I love so much about them, is that they are so foundational to leaders' characters, to a company's core raison d'être, reason to be, that it's tough to shake them. And why would you? But it's this commitment, this passion for an idea, for a vision, that oftentimes is that force, the wind beneath the sails that keeps founders pushing farther, longer, harder than others could ever have imagined doing so. It's that belief in themselves and the vision and the idea that perhaps is the reason for why these companies still exist today, and for why they'll continue to exist tomorrow and the day after. And so when you study the concept of origin stories, a marked departure from the Superman's and Wolverine stories I just told you about, and yet very much the same as such stories, it's an interesting and very motivating feature of how people present their ideas. Now, recently I was challenged by the Techstars cohort, like I mentioned before, and I want to give you guys a little peek, a little listen to how I decided to jump in and tell my origin story. So what follows is a little clip from my pitch training practice with about almost a dozen Techstars Amsterdam cohort founders. And I think it went all right, but I'll let you guys be the judge of that. But this was my founding story, my origin story. It was the moment that I realized that I might actually be onto something here, that helping people make a difference, have an impact in the world around them, for the benefit of everyone else, for the benefit of us. That, for me, is more powerful and redeeming than anything else, any other motivation. Anyhow, without further ado, here you go. Hope you enjoy it.
Do we have until 6 or not?
We do.
Okay. Yes, I have a question, actually. Maybe Michael can give us a pitch, because we love to see a good example for 3 minutes. Or is not possible?
Four minutes, yes.
I like
it. On the spot, Michael. Michael, and we can give you feedback now.
pitch your business. Ha
ha. First okay. Time he's quiet in 90 minutes.
Thank you, Michael. Let me think. Great. Okay, I got it. Okay. 4.5 years ago, I met a woman named Magda. I was working with Sanima. The day before, I was working in advertising, and one of our investors said to us, "Michael, come on down. Every time I talk to you, it sounds like you're pitching. So I need your help in helping other people in my innovation club or whatever pitch better." So I rock up the next day to the address they gave me on a piece of paper, sit on the couch. Woman Magda walks up and says, "I hear you're the pitch consultant." And I said, "Well, I am today. Yesterday I was something totally different." And so we went through our trainings. Magda was especially nervous when it came to pitching and presenting. She would break out into hives and tremble and spend most of her time finding ways to avoid presenting, to avoid getting up in front of her boss and peers and be judged and thought ill of, or to mess up and be thought that she doesn't know what she's talking about. And this time it was really important, because Magda had an idea that was supposed to help thousands of children across Poland learn better and do better. It was really crucial to help millions of other people that are bigger than where she was trying to target. So we did our training, and after the training was done, we're up on the rooftop overlooking the city of Amsterdam. The sun is setting, the bubbles are flowing, those little, they have, in Holland, they have these little things called bitterballen that are essentially, you know, nuclear warfare for the roof of your mouth after you bite into them. And so after the scalding of the bloody hot bitterball faded away, Magda pulls me aside and she was in tears and says to me, "This is the most memorable experience I've ever had. I spent most of my life avoiding presenting, and thanks to your training, thanks to your advice, thanks to the fact that you listened to what I had, my challenges that I had, the goals I wanted to reach, and the people I wanted to get buy-in from, because you were able to do all of that, you changed the way I looked at talking and communicating with everyone, and I ended up winning the competition in the end. So thank you for that." And it was that moment that I realized that this was something that was really easy and fun for me. It's something that I enjoyed doing, and I helped Magda, if not the hundreds of thousands of kids now, in a place that I've never been able to touch or be or visit, have a major impact on their lives. And so I thought, this is the company that I want to run, where I get to help people make an impact on the rest of the world through something I love, helping you communicate better and more effectively than ever before, and finding investors to invest in those brilliant ideas, so that someday maybe you, like Magda, can change your world and do better. For more information, visit mdkamsterdam.com and call me at 061-429-3587 and lock in your amazing
Yeah, great, great.
Well done, well done.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite origin stories, at least partly because it's my own. And what's even interesting here is the fact that, like, I could have different origin stories where you kick off, where you launch yourself into everything that it is you're about. Your jumping point doesn't have to be that one pivotal moment. It could be any number of different insights or moments throughout your life, your career, your schooling, your upbringing, your context that you grew up in, the city, even a place you visited once could be the core, the trigger that sets off your unique origin story. And what's even more interesting here is the fact that, like, despite me having a very recognizable and pivotal origin story, as in beforehand I was status quo doing nothing and then after my life has changed, there's a lot of different moments in my life that I could say put me on this path. And that's, I guess that's why they call it hindsight is 20/20. You know, you look back and say, well, I did this, I did a little bit of that, and working at Ben and Jerry's taught me this, and then doing a little Javiu, the cafe that I worked at, that does this, that teaches me insights on this people, this kind of people, and that kind of things, whatever. There's like a bajillion different insights that you can jump off from that can become your origin story, or can become some form of an origin story where it leads you to today. And just for the sake of fromaginess, well into tomorrow. So yeah, that was a really fun exercise. I got to, and bear in mind, this was after like an hour and a half, 2 hours of training 10 completely different, completely awesome, high value startups from one of the top 3 accelerators in the world. Techstars. So obviously I had to be on my game, you know? I had to be tight. I had to be, you know, full on. 100%. You know what I'm saying? So I was understandably quite exhausted. I think after that session, I went upstairs onto my balcony and had like a smoothie and a lie on the hammock. Now, who am I kidding? I got two kids. It was dinner time and I had to get into dinner mode. So like, Jesus. Anyhow, so the whole thing about origin stories is interesting for a number of reasons, not just because they tell you a little bit about the person telling the stories, but they also tell you a lot about what formed that person, what situations and circumstances led them to where they are today and where they will be tomorrow. And so origin stories are kind of the windows to the soul. They are the eyes of your pitches, of your talks, of how you introduce yourself. And so even if you're not pitching, even if you're not in a startup situation or a founder situation, it's still good to consider what your origin story is. What's the trigger? What's the raison d'être, the reason for being that makes you, you? That gives you your unique flavor on what you do. You could be one of a bajillion accountants at like any one of those big accountancy firms and feel like a number. And for all intents and purposes, you probably are. But if you know why you're doing that, if you know your origin story and what that moment in your life is about and how that affects how you live every single day, then that's got to mean something. That's got to be worth something. That's got to be something worth hanging on to and knowing. So regardless of whether you're going to be in a pitch situation, which typically these kind of origin stories fit best with, but even if you're not, I still think it's good to know what you're about and what that really means for you and for the people you choose to be around. I don't want to get too philosophical. That's a pastry joke. I'm just kidding. But those are just my thoughts. I wanted to talk about literally one of my favorite kinds of pitches, the origin stories, and share that with you guys. I also wanted to spend a little bit more time talking about why I love it and what makes it so amazing for me. And spend a little bit more longer form. Take some time, have a conversation with you, my faithful listener. You, Mr. and or Mrs. One of Eight listeners. Hope you enjoy it. I feel like I'm in a small room of students, peers, mentors, leaders, awesome peeps, fellow humans. And it's nice. And I appreciate you taking the time to have this kind of conversation, to listen to the kind of stuff that comes out of my mouth hole and brain space. I appreciate it. So that's it. That's origin stories for the week. I'm going to come at you with a couple other more interesting angles on life, the universe, and everything for the next couple of weeks, but hope you enjoy this. As always, stay classy, stay sassy, stay hydrated, and until they lift quarantine, stay the fuck indoors. And I will see you real soon. You're listening to Son of a Pitch with Michael Cuenca. I'm Michael Cuenca, and I wish you a fantastic day. Ciao.